Hashtag OCR GCSE Further Maths Trigonometry Podcast Script. Intro music upbeat and modern for 5 seconds, then fades to background. Host,
hello, and welcome to the Study Guide Podcast for OCR GCSE Further Mathematics. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important and satisfying topics on the specification, trigonometry. This isn't just about SOCAT TOA anymore. We're going to unlock the tools you need to solve complex equations, prove identities, and tackle those tricky 3D problems that can earn you top marks. By the end of this 10-minute session, you'll have a solid grasp of the core concepts, know the common pitfalls to avoid, and be ready to approach exam questions with confidence. So let's get started.
Transition sound effect.
Host. First, let's build on what you already know. You're comfortable with sine, cosine, and tangent in right-angled triangles, but in further maths, we need to work with angles of any size, even negative ones. This is where the unit circle and the cast diagram come in. Imagine a circle on a set of axes, centered at the origin with a radius of 1. As we move a point counterclockwise around this circle, the angle it makes with the positive x-axis changes. The coordinates of this point are actually cosinthia. This is the key to understanding how these functions behave beyond 90 degrees. To remember which functions are positive in which of the four quadrants, we use the cast diagram. Starting in the bottom right quadrant and moving counterclockwise, we have CAST. In the first quadrant, top right, 0 to 90 degrees, LEFM functions are positive. In the second, top left, 90 to 180, only SENE is positive. In the third, bottom left, 180 to 270, only TANGENT is positive. And in the fourth, bottom right, 270 to 360, only COSINE is positive. This is your absolute go-to tool for solving equations.
Next up are the two fundamental identities you must memorize. The first is tan theta is identical to sin theta for cosita. The second, and arguably the most powerful, is sin squared for theta plus cosine squared for theta is identical to 1. Examiners love to create questions where you must use this second identity to transform an equation into a quadratic. For example, if you see an equation with both sin theta and cosi squared theta, you can replace the cosi squared theta with 1 sine squared theta to get a quadratic equation entirely in terms of sine theta, which you can then solve. Speaking of solving equations, let's walk through a classic example. Solve cos x equals 0.5 for the interval 0 to 360 degrees. First, you find the principal value by taking the inverse cosine of positive 0.5, which your calculator will tell you is 60 degrees. This is our related acute angle. Now we use the cast diagram. Where is cosine negative? It's negative in the second and third quadrants. To find the solution in the second quadrant, we calculate 180 minus our acute angle. 180 to 60 gives 120 degrees. For the third quadrant, it's 180 plus the acute angle. 180 plus 60 gives 240 degrees. So our two solutions are 120 and 240 degrees. You will be awarded a B1 mark for the principal value, an M1 for a valid method to find a second solution, and the final A1 mark for getting both correct solutions with no extras. Finally, for non-right-angled triangles, you have the sine and cosine rules. The sine rule is for when you have a matching pair of a side and its opposite angle. The cosine rule is your tool when you have two sides and the included angle, SAS, or all three sides, SSS. A common mistake here is algebraic rearrangement with the cosine rule, so be careful. Transition sound effect.
Host. Now for some crucial exam technique. A very common question involves multiple angles, like sin, 2x equals 0.8, then 0.8. The biggest mistake candidates make is forgetting to adjust the interval. If x is between 0 and 360, then 2x must be between 0 and 720. You must find all the solutions for 2x in this larger range before dividing by 2 to find the values for x. Forgetting this will lose you easy marks. Another key tip is for show that or prove questions involving identities. You must start with one side, usually the left-hand side, and manipulate it step by step until it looks exactly like the right-hand side. Do not move terms across the equal sign as if you are solving an equation. Show your working clearly, stating the identities you are using. And my final tip, always, always sketch the trig graph or a cast diagram. It takes seconds and provides a vital visual check to ensure your solutions are in the correct quadrants and you haven't missed any.
Transition sound effect quiz style.
Host?
Okay, time for a quick fire recall quiz.
I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give the answer. Ready?
Question 1. In which two quadrants is the tangent function positive?
Pause for 3 seconds. Answer.
The first and third quadrants.
Question 2. What is the identity that connects sin squared and cos squared?
Pause for 3 seconds.
Answer.
Sin squared thot plus cos equals squared thot d is identical to 1.
Question 3.
If you are solving tan x equals NASA 1, what is the principal value or related acute angle you should use?
Pause for 4 seconds.
Answer, 45 degrees. You find the inverse tan of positive 1.
Question 4.
You have a triangle with all 3 sides known and you need to find an angle. Which rule do you use?
Pause for 3 seconds.
Answer, the cosine rule.
Transition sound effect.
Host.
And that's a wrap. We've covered the CAS diagram, key identities, solving equations, and the sine and cosine rules. We've highlighted the importance of adjusting your range for multiple angles and showing clear working in proofs. Remember to use the CAS diagram as your guide, and don't forget those second solutions. This is a topic where practice makes perfect, so work through plenty of past paper questions to build your fluency. Thanks for listening. Join us next time for another deep dive into further mathematics.
Outro music fades in and plays for 5 seconds.